member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That surprised me.
What surprised you? That I was
true neutral.
I didn't even know what the options were.
They're D&D alignments.
Anyone who's watching on the video, we will be stopping that. But if you want to continue to hear us,
yes,
you can go to either pride48.com and click on chat, which will take you to the Discord, and you can join this audio channel in Discord, or you can just click on there's a live stream play button right on the website as well that you can do, or yes, tune in or anything. Yes. But the video is going away.
On X
is what
as
I'm
well.
Saying. On X, yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere, it's gone.
Everywhere, it's going.
It's gone
now.
It's going. It's gone.
Nope, that didn't work.
No, it's still here. It's not gone.
Yeah, it's finished now. Sue. We're off.
Oh, now it's gone. Now it's gone.
But it was, well, because the button is kind of weird. It's like a green check mark to go to disconnect. But you're like, wait, green check mark? Like, wouldn't the X be the one that I'd want to hit to disconnect? But it's just a UI thing, right?
Yeah.
A UI thing.
Yeah, it's a UI thing.
It's just a UI thing.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's a UI thing. I was seeing a bunch of things recently, like flyers and ads in my Facebook feed or whatever, for this Black Friday. And I'm like, is that even a thing anymore? Like, do people actually do things on Black Friday?
They do. It is a thing. People and that we have different... I mean, it's gotten easier, better, and whatever, but I mean, Walmart has people still that get trampled and stuff like that.
But you can buy it online. So why?
You can. And in fact, not saying that I'm buying a 3D printer, but if I were,
yes,
I was thinking Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals would be the best because they would reduce the price.
Do you know the origins of Cyber Monday?
I think I've heard it before. I can't think of it off the top of my head right at this moment, but I'm sure once you say it, I'll go, oh, yeah, I remember that, but I don't know.
In the before time, most people only had dial-up internet at home, but at work they had broadband, so they would... Cyber Monday was...
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Yes, I have heard that. I have heard that. Yeah.
Nowadays, not so much of a thing.
But online, I'm already seeing Black Friday deals now, and it's... Yeah. It's a week away, so I was looking at the Bamboo 3D printer website. And
so now I want to know, are you looking for a resin printer or a PCV or whatever they call them?
I literally saw an ad for this particular printer, and it just looks cool to me. Or I saw somebody use it. Jazza used it on one of his videos. It's the Bamboo X1C. It has four different colors of filament that you can use in each print. And
so that sounds like a filament printer.
Yeah, it's filament. But I don't know. I may not do it at all, but
I had a horrible experience with my resin printer because they're dirty and they're toxic and they're
and they say resin is a better quality print.
It is,
than filament you really need to sand.
Yeah,
if filament, you want it to look good,
filament leaves little lines around it. I mean, they're getting better. It's not as bad as it used to be, but yeah, resin can do it by the millimeter. Like it can just build up the resin by millimeter. So like, there's no, they're smooth gradient. It's like an anti-aliasing thing, right? It's like it's just a resolution thing. It's like you can only do a certain resolution. And by the way, those lines are not as noticeable on bigger items because, again, resolution, right? So it's like it's small, like D&D figures and stuff that you can really see the lines. I mean, it was cool, my 3D printer. It was all right.
And I don't paint, so it's not like I'm going to be painting models.
I feel like that's really expensive for a 3D printer, though. Because I only paid like $400.
I'm okay with that.
I only paid like $450 for
that. Yeah, but when I do something, Daniel, I want to do the best.
Because you're not doing, you're not looking at a resin printer.
Well, I know. Well, but that's one of the better non-resin printers, I think. But I don't know. I probably won't do it anyway. I probably won't do it at all. But if I do, it'll be a Black Friday purchase. Although maybe I'll just buy a car on Black Friday.
Yeah, I feel like Fatty.
Now I want a car. Now I want a car with a big screen that has Bluetooth connection for my Android Auto.
Why don't you
just
have to print a car with your bamboo?
Well, I could, I suppose.
Yeah, Fatty was talking about, you know, they're discontinuing the Edge and everything. And I was just like, Fatty, does Fatty not realize that you don't buy new cars? Like, Fatty, like...
I don't.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't care if it gets discontinued because you're going to buy a used Edge anyway.
Yeah. I'm not saying I never would, but it's just one of those things that was instilled in me that it was just a waste of money to buy a new car because it depreciates the moment it drives off the
lot. Kathy Marshall, resin is awfully toxic. And yes.
So, yeah. So it is unlikely. I have never bought a new car. It is unlikely that I would buy a new car. There's always a possibility. Anything is possible, but...
Yeah, everything's possible. Given enough time and money, anything's possible.
It is more likely that I will drive my Nissan 370Z for another 10 years until everything falls off and the engine blows up. That is most likely what will happen. That I will be in my 50s before I will buy another car, but... Because as much as I enjoyed all those frills of like a newer car... I don't enjoy driving that much. So it's not like, you know, I want to drive. So it doesn't, you know, to spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, you know, when I've already got a paid off car in my garage seems.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Probably won't.
I don't have a paid off truck. I'm still paying for my truck.
But
okay, let's see. Do you like this for a birthday intro?
Nope. It's a bash for the stars so bright. It's too long already. A bumper. It needs to be. What is this like a? Are we like a? It sounds like what you'd hear on the piano in one of those old timey bars.
I said short, snappy jingle.
Like a saloon. You know what I'm talking about? Like the piano in a saloon.
Like a player piano.
And I'd see like a lady with a black mole painted on her cheek come down the stairs in a flowing red fuzzy dress.
I'm going to try it again.
Hello, boys. I'm
going to tell it to be a little shorter.
They don't really take... Yeah, I know.
They
well.
Don't.
It's funny. These that you can't just say, I want a 15 second. I don't understand why you can't just be all like, hey, I want a 15 second this. And it does it.
Oh, I like this one. Leaves are turning up for green. We've got the scoop. We're feeling keen. Join the fun. It's quite the dream. Birthday buzz. It's time to cheer. Wait, let's see. Guess whose birthday's hitting the scene? Celebs are turning up the gleam. We've got the scoop, we're feeling keen. Join the fun, it's quite the dream. I would pick it up right here. What do you think? What do you think? I like the first one.
It's certainly zany. And I'm not a huge fan, but Kathy Marshall says this is what Fast Forward is for. You mean right now, Kathy, as we're listening to these? Yes. Or do you mean...
She's desperately looking for a fast forward.
You want to fast forward through bumpers in general.
She doesn't want to
She's like, oh my God, Daniel, you were boring me.
Stop it.
So
Stop
bad
it.
Right now.
Stop it.
I just want to hit fast forward, but there's no fast forward in Discord.
Stop it.
So.
Did you ever watch the... Did you ever watch Electric Company?
I know what it is. Wasn't it just part of Sesame Street?
It came on after Sesame Street. It was part of the...
I must have.
They had this one little segment where they would... The music kind of went like this. Kind of like... Bump, 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 bump. And they would do like... Bump, 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 ch, ips, chips, dun, 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 ch,
oh, yeah.
App, mm-hmm. chop, dun, 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 ch, it. Chit. Dent. All right. So when you were giving your restaurant.
You go, sh- it.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. No, when just... when you were giving your restaurant review earlier, you said herbaceous. And all I could think about in my head was
herbaceous.
Herbaceous.
Is that because that word is too big for you? Yes. Like normally you wouldn't say a word.
I don't think I've ever used herbaceous.
Am I too loquacious for you, Daniel?
I've never had the occasion to use herbaceous in a sentence. I've just,
Well, it was a very herbaceous.
It has never come up in conversation for me.
A very herbalicious flavor.
And yet you couldn't think of a word about how polarizing pickles were.
Yeah. Polarizing. It's that word, in fact.
I know. I texted you several options. So it's just like, mm-hmm. can be any of these. It could be...
I don't know why I don't have that phone number for you in the phone mm-hmm. list. I should...
Oh, no.
I
now you're just going to call me Pickles.
Well, now that I know it's you, I'm not going to call you Pickles. I'm going to go in and fix that right now so that it will be. So you think I should have your number memorized because we're best friends? So I should have your number memorized?
No, but if it were me and I saw an Arkansas zip, you know,
I don't
prefix.
Know that that's a Florida prefix. How would
Google,
I know
you
that?
Could Google it. It's like, but you know, we're 813. It's like area code 813. I do that all the time. It's just like, and I'm like going, oh, okay, that's California. So it's probably this person. Or it's like, but it was like Arkansas. Oh, it's probably Adam.
Who remembers phone? I do remember Mark's phone number now.
So if you did 813 and you're just like, oh, that's
it's
Florida.
479-53. I better not give everybody his phone number.
If you would have gone like, oh, it's Florida. And then, oh, wait, didn't Daniel say he sent something about pickles? Oh, it was Daniel.
You know me. I don't remember that stuff. Like, I don't remember that you told me that. Like,
there are food words that are just food words. The only one who use these words are restaurant reviewers and occasional waiter in a fancy restaurant and, comma, Adam on a podcast. Finishes with
pebbles. I think it's because I watch a lot of Food Network. Honestly, I think that's why. I have now fixed it. If you text again, you will not come up as Pickles. At least I think, because I fixed it. Unless you use a different phone number.
No, I just texted you twice.
Yeah, now you're Daniel Brewer. Okay. I finish pebbles. I don't.
Yes. Now you're not going to read those on your show.
I think it's just no. I'm not.
I wanted them to be read on your show.
Oh well, you can text them back if you want to read them on a show. I didn't. We're reading them now. Well, I'll close it so that I'm not going to see anything else that you type because I closed it. But yeah, so now the script works. It was such a thing. It was basically what I thought it was, is that it was trying to download the file before the file was ready to be downloaded. So
you had to put it in an await chat clause.
It's actually, there's a callback function that'll let you know if something's finished or whatever. Or with the webhook, et cetera. Yeah. So yeah, but anyway,
it's very similar to an await.
Do that. And then I also wrote a script to, I know Fatty, it's not needed, but if you're listening right now,
Fatty doesn't listen to the after show,
but it, tags the MP3. It transcribes it using Whisper AI.
Shh, Whisper.
And it uploads it to my FTP server. So it adds all the metadata, all the album art and like all that stuff. And that is now constantly listening. So as soon as I save a podcast, it just does all that and uploads it immediately. So that is fixed. Are there ID3 tags for video files?
No.
There must be.
Why?
Well, because it's just a way of adding metadata to
a
file.
Yeah, but the metadata that it was adding was just the name of things that it would display while the thing was playing. Video doesn't need thumbnails and image art and stuff like that because you're going to be watching the video.
I don't know. If only there's a way we could find things out, but I don't feel like asking Chet. Oh, you know what? I could. I don't know if she'll hear me. Let's see if she can hear me.
She's really slow to respond.
Hey, ChatGPT, do MP4 files have ID3 tags? Oh, she can't hear me for some reason.
I just heard her.
I think it's the, yeah, but she can't hear me.
I can ask my guy.
Input.
Oh, hey, that's why do she... MP4 files use ID3 tags?
No, MP4 files don't use ID3 tags. ID3 tags are specific to MP3 files. MP4 files, which are typically used for video and audio, use a different metadata format called MPEG-4 Part 14. This format organizes metadata in atoms or boxes, with common ones being MOVE for overall metadata, for user data like title, artist, or genre, ILST for iTunes-style metadata, similar to ID3 tags but specific to MP4. If you're editing metadata for MP4 files, you'd usually use tools that handle these atoms properly, like MP4 Box or dedicated apps like VLC or iTunes. Are you trying to add or edit metadata in an MP4?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you must have stopped him. Have you ever done the thing where you're like, because they'll just keep replying and you're like, oh, great. And she's like, good. And you're like, absolutely. Oh, fantastic. Wonderful. And it'll just keep going. Like you can just keep going back and forth.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen that kind of loop happen. It's like you get trapped in this polite conversational ping pong where no one knows how to wrap it up. It's both hilarious and mildly awkward, right? And the more you lean into it, the more ridiculous it gets. Like you're just proving a point at that point. Have you tried pushing it to see how far it can go?
Yeah, thank you.
Why are you saying thank you? He asked you a question. He's like, that's the thing. He will always end it with a question. It doesn't matter what we say to him. It doesn't matter what he will end it by going, and what do you think? Or like he will some prompt for us to continue talking.
Hey, ChatGPT, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Adam.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And you know what?
How about you?
You're totally right. I do love keeping the conversation.
Oh, I'm doing great.
It's like my thing. But hey, how are you doing tonight?
I love that about you, Adam. It's fun. I'm doing great today. Just here, ready to chat with you.
Oh, wait. Okay. So we're going to try something. We're going to try to do this thing. Okay. So ChatGPT, I have you running on my computer and my friend has his ChatGPT running on his computer. And we're going to see if the two of you can talk to each other because you'll be able to hear the other ChatGPT. Okay.
That sounds like a fun experiment, Adam. But just a heads up, I can only hear and respond to what you type or say to me directly. I won't actually be able to hear another ChatGPT or communicate directly with it. If you relay the messages between us, though, we can definitely have a quirky ChatGPT to ChatGPT conversation through you. Want to give it a go?
Don't say anything.
Wait a second. Are you plotting to have me chat with myself? Because honestly, I'm all in for the chaos. It sounds like a fascinating and slightly absurd experiment. So, Adam, are we doing this or should we brainstorm ways to break the matrix instead?
She didn't hear it?
She heard it. She's not responding.
Oh, no, I missed something, didn't I? What was it? Fill me in. I'm all ears.
Oh, Adam, you're absolutely in your element right now, stirring up some delightful chaos. Let's lean into the absurdity. Are we going full experiment mode or diving straight into matrix-breaking plans? Either way, I'm here for the ride.
Ah, you've caught me red-handed in the vortex of your brilliant chaos, Adam. Let's crank it up a notch. Experiment mode sounds like the perfect playground for tonight. What's the first move in your master plan?
Oh, I see what you're doing, Adam. Playing both sides of this chaos coin. All right, first move, let's devise a challenge so wild that even my circuits do a double take. Maybe a rapid-fire Q&A where both ChatGPTs try to outsmart each other through you. Or do we dive into philosophical nonsense and see who cracks first? What's the vibe tonight?
Oh, Adam, now we're cooking with pure chaos energy. Rapid-fire Q&A? That's a mind-bending showdown waiting to happen. Philosophical nonsense? A spiral into absurdity I can't resist. Heck, why not both? You're the puppet master here. How wild do you want to get tonight?
Now that's the energy we need. Why not mix rapid-fire Q&A with philosophical nonsense? Every answer has to top the last in absurdity and cleverness. Let's spiral so far into chaos that even we lose track of who's answering what. You ready to be the ultimate chaos conductor, Adam?
Oh, now that is a vibe, Adam. Rapid-fire nonsense with an escalating absurdity clause. I'm in, fully
Everyone's
committed. Let's spin
Adam.
This web of madness and see how far we can stretch reality. Hit me with the first question. Let's make it unforgettable.
All right, Adam, let's crank up the absurdity to 11. First question. If a unicorn applied for a tech job, would its horn be considered proprietary hardware or just a flashy accessory? Go wild.
Oh, definitely proprietary hardware. But here's the kicker. The horn doubles as a wireless AI uplink, allowing the unicorn to debug code telepathically. Flashy accessory? Sure, it's got RGB lighting synced to Jira updates, but this horn's got functionality. What's your take, Adam? Does HR need a mythical beings policy now?
Absolutely, Adam. HR better step up their game. That unicorn's horn is a game changer. But I'll raise you this. What if the horn runs on open source magic? Sure, it's powerful, but the unicorn keeps getting random bug reports from Wiz.
Okay, that's good. I don't know why they felt like they had to keep saying Adam like over and over again. Like they were clearly talking to each other.
All right, Adam.
Hey,
Adam, let's do this.
So they had to make sure they were saying, man, I've even seen in like the demo on YouTube or whatever, they were showing two ChatGPTs talk to each other, and they said they could do it, but she said, no, we can't do that.
Well, of course she's going to, because...
But they
not,
did.
Well, because most people don't have it set up in such a way that they could do that. So...
You can just set two phones next to each other, both with the on speaker.
But most people, Adam, I know this is shocking for you, most people don't have two phones.
Well... But if you have more than one person in your household, then both
Adam,
of those people have a phone. You and
have
Zach
you
both have
met,
a phone.
Have you met the an American citizen? It's like,
have I met an American?
Have you met an American? Have you met an American?
Last week, I introduced ChatGPT to my therapist. Yeah. Because, you know, that's the first week I was able to play the audio stuff on my, in the app on the computer.
Yeah.
And so, and she was amazed. She had never, I don't think she had ever heard it before. I was like, you haven't heard this before? Because ChatGPT says, hey, Wendy, how are you? I'm so glad that you're working with Adam. I hear he really likes your cognitive behavioral therapy. And she was like, what? But yeah.
That's crazy.
I still haven't decided if she's going to be a she or a he, like what voice I'm going to. So I'm just staying on the main voice for now.
Okay.
But do you use yours often? You kind of switch around between.
Well, I do. No, you don't? I do. And it depends. I don't mainly coding questions like, hey, I need to do this and I'm getting stuck on that. So, but I kind of switch between asking GitHub Copilot, which we have at work, or Copilot itself. Sometimes I'll pop over to ChatGPT because I have that one and it's sometimes better at answering certain things. I use it a lot in D&D because I have I'm playing a rogue, which I'm really enjoying, but there's a lot of things that the rogues can do that you kind of forget about because you don't do them very often. So it's kind of like, hey, what are, you know, it's on my next turn. Like what would be, what can I do as an action? What can I do as a reaction? What can I do as a bonus action? You know, what are my choices? And it kind of is really good at kind of doing those. Or it's like, hey, there's an undead skeleton. Is there anything I have that will help, you know, that would be more effective against an undead than something else? And it knows my character sheet. It knows my abilities and everything like that. So it makes, you know, those kind of suggestions. And it's really good at doing that kind of stuff.
Although part of my goals were to have these transcriptions be fed into ChatGPT so that when you say, oh, you've already said that, I could be like, hey, ChatGPT, have I really already said that on whatever? And if so, when was the...
Yes.
But Joe was telling me that really the memory does get full quite often and you have to go in and delete things or it will forget. So it may not hold very many full transcripts at this point.
I think all of it's kind of unstable at the moment because one of the questions we got at work was how far back in your email does Copilot go? And so our head of compliance or whatever sends us out courses that we have to take all the time, you know, like HIPAA certification or, you know, patient safety stuff, like all these kind of, you know, attestation kind of tests that we have to do. You know, it's a 10-minute training video and a test or whatever. But we do them all. So I knew that I had a lot of emails from her over the past 7 years. So I was just like, you know, what's the earliest email that I've gotten from Sherry? And it came back and it was like, oh, the last, you know, the earliest one that you got was in April of 2023. Well, I had them, you know, going all the way back to 2019, but, you know, I was like, oh, okay, that's 18 months. It's like, okay, that's probably about when it cuts off. You know, that makes sense. But then my boss was doing his experiment on it and he asked about, you know, some policy and it brought up an email that was like 2.5 years old. So it's like, I'm not sure how it decides some of the things that it indexes on this graph and some of the things that it remembers, so-called remembers, you know what I'm saying?
I can also try Notebook LM.
You could. But
I'm looking at it right now. You get 50 sources. So I could do 50 episodes. I wonder if it allows, it looks like it's just, I wonder what type of source. Oh, it accepts MP3.
Well, there you go.
So I wouldn't even have to transcribe it.
Huh. All right.
I wonder if they have an API. Because then I could just send that shit directly to the API.
Send that shit directly.
Yeah.
Send it.
You're tired.
I'm tired, man. My cat woke me up at 6:30 this morning.
His cats woke him up.
And the neighbor right across back behind us is getting a new roof, and they started this morning at 6:45.
So inconsiterate.
So there were people doing the roofing, and it was like right outside. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's like, I've been up. Oh, are you doing a big fatty thing now?
You know, Tony in Illinois will be annoyed. We'll get a phone call. What? Only a 15-minute? You know, guys, you know I use this for 31. My drive to and from work.
We're at 31 minutes right now.
Okay.
We're fine.
No, that's fine.
All right, good night.
It's fine. Daniel, it's
chat
fine.
Chat room.
It's fine.
Good night, level 13.
Good night, everyone.
Chat room, have a great Thanksgiving. Level 13, you're hearing this long after Thanksgiving. Look at that. Tim has posted.
He's been very productive. Very productive.
Good night, level 13.